News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Ministry of Finance has introduced another initiative geared towards increasing access to financing for micro, small and medium-sized enterprises. Finance Minister Audley Shaw says a policy action has been implemented to reduce the capital requirement for loans provided to MSMEs guaranteed by the Development Bank of Jamaica, DBJ. Mr. Shaw says the Bank of Jamaica in its supervisory role has approved a reduced risk weighting for loans guaranteed by the DBJ's Credit Enhancement Fund through approved lending institutions.
The application of the reduced risk weighting to DBJ's Credit Enhancement Fund and backed guarantee should incentivize lending to more small and medium enterprises, enabling them to access increased levels of financing while enabling lenders to accept non-traditional forms of collateral.
The finance minister reiterates that the MSME sector is critical to the government's growth strategy, and this latest initiative is part of a raft of measures to achieve this objective. The Ministry of Health has launched a pilot program that will see select private pharmacies being authorized to fill prescriptions for public patients. The Public Sector Pharmacy Partner Pilot Program was launched in Maypen at one of the participating pharmacies. Chairman of the National Health Fund, NHF, Christopher Zaka, says the project aims to significantly reduce the waiting time for patients to obtain prescription drugs through the public health system. Data indicates that persons typically wait approximately 3 hours to fill prescriptions using public pharmacies.
So the idea is you'll get your prescription on a special prescription pad in the hospital, come to one of the 5 participating pilot pharmacies, and you're going to get through in, we hope, no more than half an hour.
To access the service, patients must have either a GOJ health card or a National Health Fund card to help track the execution of the project. Come 2017, the Ministry of National Security will acquire new patrol vessels as part of measures to strengthen the country's border protection. The acquisition is aimed at strengthening security at ports of entry and eliminating the flow of illegal weapons and contraband into the island.
Come end of January 2017, we will be taking possession of 2 ships, 2 Coast Guard ships, offshore vessels, and later in the year we'll be taking possession of a maritime surveillance aircraft, so that we are strengthening the border security by increasing the mobility of the force, by increasing the use of intelligence.
Minister of National Security Robert Montague. Mr. Montague adds that the ministry will be boosting the capacity of the Passport, Immigration and Citizenship Agency, as well as other border management entities. And the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, is looking to enter into public-private arrangements for the collection of garbage. Executive Director of the entity, Audley Gordon, says the move is aimed at improving efficiency in garbage collection by putting more units on the streets. He says an investor has indicated an interest in bringing in trucks for the removal of garbage.
We are in conversation now with the board, and we'll be talking to the Office of the Contractor General to see how we can implement a pilot project in one of our regions where there is an investor that is prepared to bring 40 trucks in. And we really want to look at that one and to see how, if we could get that implemented, because we believe that at the end of the day, we must take up the garbage.
Mr. Gordon was speaking in an interview with GIS News. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Twyla Whelan.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica. We'll be right back.